know you, bro. You a fucking white boy.
I pour lean in my champagne. Lean, lean. I pour lean in my lean, running back. Lean, lean, lean. I just pour some lean
in my champagne.
Lean, lean.
Fuck the odds, so that's the campaign. Straight drop, I got rich off of cocaine. We turn you to Zod, bitch, we got whole things. I just pour some lean in my champagne. For the odds, that's a campaign. Straight drop, I got rich off of cocaine. We turn you to Zod, bitch, we got whole things.
So fucking, I was trying my best to snap back into reality.
On my life for sure.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy Jay Bender. We got 360 Pooh in the building and Kelly T, man. Say what's up, bro.
Big 360.
What's good, bro?
Yeah, I had to clear that one up. Hey, big 360.
I just want to show you appreciation. Thank y'all for coming out and doing this shit, bro.
Yeah, appreciate
you. Hey, shout out to everybody. Shout out to the audience. Let them know who you are, bro. 360.
Oh, yeah,
Kelly
no.
T, introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, man. It's 360 Pooh, you know what I'm saying? Big 360.
What's up, man? It's Kelly, man, from the fucking Ville. You already know. Hey, can we curse my fuck?
Yeah, bro. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You can slap your
podcasts.
On if
you can
to.
See a lot of shit on these motherfuckers.
Slap your mama on this motherfucker if you want to. You can do whatever the hell you want. Hey, what's good, man? So give me the background, man, on the music, bro. I listened to Addiction the other day, Kelly T. That shit was hot, man. I've been listening to you guys before you guys showed up. Fast Money and Sonny, man. Where's Sonny at, though?
Shit, they say he in the L right now. He in the plane.
Oh, he's
yeah,
taking
he on his
flights,
way back.
Flights.
We supposed to FaceTime him or something, but he in the L. Yeah.
Hey, I could call him. I could call him and put him on the Bluetooth.
He gonna call Turbulence and shit. He gonna call Turbulence. He on
like soul playing.
He
and
on
shit.
The plane, yeah, man. King on the plane.
So go ahead, man. Tell me something about yourself, 360 Pooh.
Man, you know, shit, I've been rapping for about 15 years. Fucking around with this shit a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I always been in the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come from a family of, you know, my pop sing. My uncle sing, bunch of singers, but nigga, we rap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
different, but my cousins, everybody rapping since kids, just rapping in fucking the living room, lunchrooms in school, motherfuckers beating on the motherfucking tables and shit with the brush and shit. We freestyling all going through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
shit
yeah.
been crazy, yeah, man, that shit help you, you know, stay seasoned though, you know what I'm saying? You keep your sword sharp and shit, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like doing that shit.
What about you, Kelly T?
Shit, man. I like smoking weed. Getting in the fucking
crazy.
Studio, man. And rapping my ass off.
But look,
man.
Though, niggas don't even know how talented Kelly is, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, I was about to say,
he
where
talented,
the weed at,
bro? But like, talented, like, bro. Niggas was thinking I was like, you know what I'm saying? On the music side, but it was like, bro, like, I've been watching a lot of them niggas, like, niggas be fans of me, but I be fans of them. Like,
yeah.
Like nigga, I be like, this nigga could rap.
So how? When did you guys meet? Well, like, how did you guys find each
I
other?
I met through Tone.
So you saying you were a fan of Kelly T before?
Yeah,
you
I
met
fuck
him?
With Kelly, man.
Yeah.
Like even through the Glockwood shit to the Glockwood yeah. shit to the Glockwood diss. I was yeah, you hear me? I remember all of that shit.
So when was that? When did that drop?
He know that was some time back.
That
man.
Was probably like 4 years ago.
No shit.
Yeah, but that shit was hard as fuck. I ain't gonna
lie. Yeah, man. Niggas don't even know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when it's Cali, I wanted to rap, but I was like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, back then, I was like, really, like, on some low key cocky shit. I'm like, nah, this nigga can rap, man. I don't wanna be in the same room as this nigga. Like, he cold. Like,
yeah, like
yeah but now, yeah, but then I start listening to this nigga. Like, I listen to songs, his whole songs. He don't even know. I used to listen to this shit a lot. Every time he drops shit, I click right
too,
to
though,
it.
I used to listen to a lot of his shit. A lot of his shit. But I always think, like, man, I ain't gonna
yeah, you know, you don't want to do that type of shit with a nigga. Like, man, I ain't gonna be hitting this nigga up.
I'm just gonna wait till it come around when it come around.
And it did, though. You know what I'm saying? And it definitely did, and it was crazy.
Go ahead. You good? Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, though. It was crazy.
So when you first heard him, where were you at, man? When you first heard,
when I heard
him,
when you I was first, on, I was at.
Can I bring you back a memory?
Yeah, I was at the crib when I first heard him, like his shit. I was in the crib. You know, we all got ties together, so
yeah,
we
yeah.
all on Facebook. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody rap, but everybody is from like different areas. Up north or up south, east, you know what I'm saying? I'm from over east, you know what I'm saying? So, but I always went to his shit. So if he shares some shit, he shares music. Of course, I'ma click on his shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then after I actually knew he could rap, I'm clicking on every fucking thing he posts. I'm clicking on, like, I'm finna hit his shit because I know it's cold. You know what I'm saying? One thing about me, I don't hate on no nigga on that in that type of way. I don't give a fuck what they is. If a nigga play some nice shit and he BDG, I'm listening to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody listening to Dirt. And everybody different guy, who gives a fuck? If a nigga make nice music, he make nice music, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how this shit is.
Music, I feel like shit, it heals like people, man. Like, it brings people together, too. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah,
like,
man, but Chicago's so fucked up, you so can't even play up a nigga music.
Nope.
And they gonna think that you, they gonna know this motherfucker. Yeah, like, shit. Yeah, don't know. That shit crazy.
Like, when all that shit go down, man, that shit, it goes down. Like,
it's, yeah, you
know,
man.
I already be knowing, man, but back to the music and shit. Kelly T, like, when did you guys meet up? Like, when did you guys finally get together and make something happen?
The first time I met him was that video that we just showed, Two and Out with Tasha. That's the first time.
That was with Body?
Yeah,
it was the 2-1-9 Big Time. 2-1-9 Big Time shit.
Yeah, that shit all when we was younger, though.
But yeah.
We just met on, like, passing by each other type shit. It was just in the video.
And then that was it. Make it. After that, was his history?
Yeah, man. When I first met him, I didn't even knew he rapped. Was you even rapping, nigga?
Yeah, I was, though.
I didn't even knew he rapped. Yeah. When I first seen that two and that big, I didn't even know he was rapping. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, see? The nigga be going crazy.
Who this video in? Is this you?
I never seen this one.
Oh, yeah, this me. This shit like 4 years ago, too, I think.
For real?
There's another video came up on Kelly T on YouTube. Remember that to this day from the time you was caught up with bitches. Remember when we was all drunk at Miranda's, I guess you ain't dealing some message. Told you BM. Now did you know each other by this time? Are you a fan by the
when he was with the Glockwood shit, you know what put me on him when he made that Glockwood deal?
Yeah.
That's the shit that really put me on, like, I'm on shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he put on, I was on it. Because of the Glockwood diss. Because when he dissed him and he was fucking him up. You know, you gotta mad you. I come from a history of battle rap. So I'm listening to how he going. Life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, he talking some shit.
So did you guys ever battle rap before?
No, man. By the time I started doing that shit, I was out the battle rapping stage.
I was gonna say, you guys wanna do it live right now?
Okay? Nah, man. What if I get
exclusive right here?
Right.
We gotta do it behind camera.
Just a quick 16 or some shit. We'd be able to do that, but we ain't doing no battle with this shit.
We're gonna do it off the air then.
Yeah,
off the air,
man.
Off the air.
We gonna definitely.
It's all good though. So after, did you guys come out with another song after that 219? Were you on that Cali track? Or? No, I'm telling you, you were just there.
I was just at the video showing up.
So the first song you guys came out with was with you and Sonny.
Mm-hmm. Sonny put that one together. Too. Sonny, I put that shit together. And how we met with, how I met everybody, like the circle that shit started was through Tone.
Yeah.
On the Crown. Yeah. He put everything together. I ain't meet nobody inside South Fuck with Tone. He put Sonny in the front of me. He put Cali in the front of me. Hell, you know what I'm saying? So, and he put the shit together till we, you know what I'm saying? We started straight to the top shit. But I met everybody through Tone.
I met Sonny through Tone too.
The next move, man? You got some new music coming out?
I got some crazy new music. I'm actually working on a
skipping this man.
Oh man, my bad. Damn, I'm actually the disrespect. You could
have skip over here.
Yeah, but I was gonna say though, I'm actually working on the cover for my shit. But you know what I'm saying? But I'm still kind of like bouncing through names, you know what I'm saying? I want to do the I Am Chief Goon, or I want to do the Big 360. It's gonna either be the two, you know what I'm saying? So
be the Big 360.
Yeah, I might do Big 360 or I Am Chief Goon. You know what I'm saying? You know, dedicated to my brother, but the music I got is crazy. But it seemed like every time you feel like you finna you done, like I could be like, I'm done with this song, I'm done with this music, but you hear another song and be like, I want this on the tape too. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So it's like, I can say I'm done. I can drop some shit right now if I want to. But I got so many songs, I can really drop them. I got shit nobody even heard in this room. And I let these
just
motherfuckers hit everything.
It's got ammo, right?
Man, I got so much shit. I got Dirty Diana. I got In the Build, and I got Spark. Man, I got some shit, man.
Man, send me that Dirty Diana joint.
It ain't all the way. It ain't all the way. It's the rough draft. Oh no! See, I did my Dirty Diana before NBA YoungBoy. So when he dropped it, I was salty because I'm like, fuck, I should have finished that shit in time. You know what I'm saying? And I would have had my shit out just like him. You know what I'm saying? But my Dirty Diana kind of sound better than Network because he was talking about some other shit. I was on some whole other shit with my shit because I had it. When I wrote that, I wrote it to a story. Like, I can see the video once I'm rapping it. I know how I want my video. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can vision the video. I actually rapped it, visioning the video, then wrote it. Yeah. I didn't write it and vision the video. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That video, how I wanted that shit, and that's how I did it. And the beat just so happened to coincide, and it played good with that shit. It was crazy. Yeah.
So Kelly T, talk
I'm
to
doing
me, man.
Some shit. I'm talking some shit.
It was, talk to me over there. Kelly T was good.
Shit, man.
You just high as hell.
Look. I ain't been seeing, this is like old shit. I ain't been listening to none of this shit. That shit crazy.
It's just popping up, bro.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Nah, but man, I got a lot of shit too.
Let me hear.
Look, me and my boy, too, man. I should have brought my boy, man. He cold as hell. I'm finna put him on, board.
What's next for Kelly T after today? Like, what you bringing?
Shit, man. We got a lot of shit we've been doing, bro. We just gotta put these videos together.
Yeah, I can help you with that. I know a guy.
I know. That's what I was just saying. That's why I asked you. Let me see your video.
I know a guy. We get creative over here, man. Do anything in the studio.
I gotta start doing more shit like people like, that shoot videos. Yeah.
Like thinking about the videos. Yeah, I don't be thinking about the videos. I just be like,
bro, we got I know some people in the industry too, man. We'll probably get you in touch and do some dirty self rap with some people, man. I know some people down there.
Shit, but let's do everything.
If you guys are down with that shit, anything. I know somebody to get your shit heard, played around the country and shit, man.
Listen, I'm always down to work with anybody, anything. Or even to get your music and your shit in different places, different bars, different clubs. It's always a habit, but you, in order to do that, you got to make different music. Everything can't be gang, gang, gang. You got to have shit for the bitches. You got to have shit for the gangster niggas. You got to have the shit for the motherfuckers in the street, the niggas that's suffering from pain. You got to have everything. You know what I'm saying?
Everything.
So to get them club songs played in the club, you got to have a club song. They can't be playing Shoot 'Em Up, Bang Bang in the fuck where they can, but if I'm in a strip club, I should say, because you gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have an ass-shaking song. Everybody should have, I got to make an ass-shaking song, man.
You gotta have everything.
I gotta have an ass. I ain't got no
you
ass.
Do gotta make one.
I do get. Matter of fact, that's the fuck I do. I'm always discrediting myself. That's my. I'm my biggest critic. I do got an ass shaking song.
Play it.
I don't put me on blast on Kobe, nigga. Hey, I don't have the ass shaking song right now, but nigga,
I was just thinking.
It's in my email, and it's Cole featuring Mello the Gutter Man too. Yeah. Okay. How powerful is that?
So when is that coming out? When you dropping that?
You know what? My homie said he got a beach party coming up. He said, Pooh, man, I need a song for the hoes. I need an ass shaking song for the hoes. Literally, you know, I already got one made. So I'm finna go ahead and pull it out the files and shit. I can drop that any day. I just need to tweak it out a little bit more and remember my verses, and it's good. Tone, be on my ass about that. I got a new ass shaking song for the bitches.
Be on my ass about that.
I don't know what I want to call it. Tone, remind me, King. Yeah.
So,
yeah. We got, man, we gonna get into all
good,
that
man.
Shit.
We good.
Yeah.
So, how's 2020 treated you guys, man?
Shit. 2020? Nah, I mean, shit.
Fucked up.
It was sliding. It was up and down. I liked it, but didn't like it. Type shit.
Yeah, man. Grateful to see another year, that's for sure. Okay. I'm grateful for that.
Definitely.
Yeah, we
yeah,
lost
2020 was alright.
It was
2020 was alright.
I kind of had a great year though. I'm not gonna lie, with some bad fucking news like everybody else. But
yeah,
other than that, man, this is a grand opening for you guys to open up with me.
Yeah,
bringing the blessings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, huh?
Like
no
we
question.
We're gonna do some more work together after this.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
For Kelly T, man, where can they find you at, man? Where can they hear your music at and shit like that?
Man, just Kelly T E E. That's it. Cali space TEE, man. Just look me up. I'll pop up. Check me out. Like or dislike, but just look. Because it be going crazy, low key.
What you got to say to the audience, man?
Shit, the audience. Wait, this is the first time I ever do a podcast, to be honest. So.
I got something to say to the audience. Tell everybody that fuck with my music, I love you. Any nigga that don't like my shit, eat a dick, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's, man, fuck they talk about. Nigga, we on top. This how we coming, man. I don't give no fuck about that shit.
What's the next
That's
move?
What I got to say to my
what's
to the fan.
What's the next moves for Straight to the Top ENT?
Oh, man, we trying to do shows. We trying to drop tapes. Hey, matter of fact, go get Sonny shit that Puerto Rican Gucci Mane too. That shit crazy. Niggas don't even like. He just dropped that shit. He just dropped. When he dropped a cherry, what? Like last week, right?
That man's last week.
Cause I downloaded the whole fucking thing.
Listen, if y'all don't know, listen, the hottest shit right now, the hottest shit right now, listen, and I'm at the gym. I had to call the nigga. I swear to God, I had to call the nigga. I tell him, don't drop the ball, bro. Cause that motherfucking shit, after just jam after jam, even the shit I got with him, I feel like ain't even the hottest song on there. And I told him that. I'm like, compared to the shit we did, that shit trash compared to all the other shit you got on there. That nigga shit crazy, man. That motherfucking shit crazy, and you can hear the growth in his shit, cause I've been looking. You can hear the growth in his music, bro, for real. Yeah. And that's why I'm telling you, I'm learning from him now. I want to learn how to get in there and don't even have no pad or right nothing. Just hit the weed and just say little 3-4 bars, be like, run it back, run it back, and then it just come together and the shit be it be a classic. I'd be there with that shit. That's why I
could be a movie.
What you looking at over there, man? What you got going on over there? Your fans over there?
Yeah, man. Facebook cracking right now for me, man. If I can say so myself, you know?
All right.
Yeah, we ain't going to hit no weed.
Hey, so what's the most fucked up thing you did while you was high? Can you remember something?
Oh, you talking to Cali. I don't smoke weed.
Oh, no?
Nah.
This right here
we could talk about.
I want to hear that whole story.
I done did some drugs, y'all. I don't do drugs.
For real?
Nah, man. I don't do no drugs. Just coffee. No kush. Just coffee. I don't do it.
Let me hear it, Kelly.
I don't know, man. I got to think about it now. Now you put me on the spot. Man, I don't know. I done too much shit.
Hey, man, I did some shit the other day. I was halfway fucking tired, too, though, man, because I've been doing this shit no fucking sleep. And fucking, I went to work on, like, 3 hours and high as fuck, and I went back in, right? This is hilarious, bro. I can't even make this shit up. So I went to make the cup of coffee, the whole fucking pot. So I poured the water in the pot, right? Yeah. So it goes in there, but I put the fucking pot on the counter.
Yeah.
I didn't put it underneath.
Yeah.
So I started the fucking coffee and everything, came back. Like 15 minutes later for a cup of coffee and it was all over the floor. And I'm like to myself, like, who did this? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then my boss walks in like, who made the pot of coffee? And I'm thinking to myself like, oh shit, I did. And you fucking didn't put the pot underneath the fucking coffee maker. Fucking idiot, that was fucking hilarious. What you got, man?
Huh?
What you got over there?
No, man, when I get in front of these motherfuckers, I start rapping, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You over there freestyling shit on the
No, what I was doing, I was thinking about that G Herbo
poo.
Fucking who run his shit that I did. You know what I'm saying? So I was rapping it in the thing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I talked a little shit.
Let me see.
You can put on the beat, the track on there.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, what you want, some acapella shit?
Yeah, let me see it.
Oh, you going crazy.
Say, yo. Yeah, what's up, E? I say, yo. They say my flow's out of this world. I say, nigga, my shit past gone. Catch me in the foreign with a foreign doing the dash home. All my niggas blast chrome. Play crazy, I push your wig back like Photoshop. You'll look like RoboCop without the mask on. We bag chasing, more pumps than a gas station. No rap at all, I crack your jaw. This shit'll sound like glass breaking. A nigga say he gon' kill me. Well, I be in that Jag waiting with twin Ninas. And these paras shoot out the whip like I'm drag racing. If shit get the popping off, we get Glocks involved. It's too many kings, nigga, you can't dodge us all. We shooting everything from your pops and all the moms and dogs. So I'm warning you, get the cops involved. You putting everybody on the line like a conference call. I'm a motherfucking monster, dog. Got a bitch bad as Holly bent over like Monster Ball. You clap us, we clap back with more. Man, listen. They gonna get me heated in this motherfucker, man. Listen, yeah.
Hey.
Oh,
man. Look.
Hey.
Hey. Man,
look, man, obviously, we can go for days, you hear me?
E.T. bringing
talk that
heat.
Shit, man.
E.T.
And I was breaking necks on that battle rap shit. They could have fucked with me. Yeah.
How long you been doing that, man, that battle rap
shit? I was doing that shit since I've been rapping. I've been battling and making music.
You been battling all across the country?
Nah, I've only been like to St. Louis and, New York, I kind of got blackballed and shit. That's a whole nother story, you know what I'm saying? But, it was crazy, man. Like, you know, they weren't even there. It was just some bullshit that motherfuckers didn't want nothing to jump off out there because of the situation that motherfucker had. That's how that went, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Same.
Oh, look, I see the fire emojis. They like, sure, fire emojis. They like, he going crazy. Going. Oh, got the phones over there recording. Fuck they tough, man. Look, I forgot that bitch was over there recording. Quit playing with me, man. They, listen.
So can you, each of y'all tell me, like, the fondest memory that you got remembered, like, you first heard music, and you're like, damn, you're, like, turned on, like, damn.
Nah, I don't know, bro. I don't know. To be honest.
I'm sorry, man. Listen, to be honest, crazy
I don't know what made me like music, bro, because I can't even say, like, but I was a fan of Big. Everybody had that Biggie and Pac shit. Nigga, I'm on the Biggie side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with
the
me shit. Too.
Because I'm Biggie on. Come from that area of battle rap, side. On the street corner, yeah. Rapping, going. That's what, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that really be on that Pac shit be on, everybody got they, you know what I'm saying? But both of them niggas was nice. But yeah, but my shit, I just was liking music. And I just, you know how a nigga be like, man, let me try this shit. That's what get a nigga to do music. Niggas be like, they doing it. Let me try this shit. You put on a beat, you just so happen to be nice. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know. It ain't shit but putting words together and not being stupid. That's all rap is. Don't put your words together the right way and don't sound stupid. That's it, and just make it rhyme.
Yeah,
sometimes punchlines, metaphors, and shit like that. You got to know how to use similes, all that shit. That's where, play with words, bro. Like I was really into reading. I never failed a reading class, language class. I might fucked up with math, but I knew if a nigga owe me money, I know how to count.
Yeah,
I'm saying, I wasn't really no big fan of A plus Z minus C. Like I don't know what the fuck that shit mean. But reading, language, history, shit like that, I never failed that shit ever.
I mean. That's all you really need in life.
Yeah, but that music shit, I always been into wordplay. I done read thesauruses, dictionaries, just to get other different slang. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, that's how
I remember Body in fucking high school, bro. He used to make beats in the producing class. They used to have like a music class there.
Oh, for real?
He used to be in like high school making beats.
I remember
dissing class. I grew up with him, man, so we went to the same high school.
Yeah.
And we ditched in the class. I ditched in that same class with him. He's like, just come on, man, let's go. And we ended up winning that fucking class. He was making beats that day. And that shit was crazy. That's like
he was making beats. That's crazy.
Yeah, back in the day.
He never told you that?
Hell no. I ain't everybody making no damn beats.
My bad, man. I just gave you a fucking memory of your boy.
You just gave me a motherfucking history
something
lesson.
Something to compensate. Tell him Papa's told you that, man. He'll remember. Man. I ditched class with him in there. He's like, come on, come with me. I was like, all right, let's go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, small world, man.
Small, super small.
Yeah, that's good, but... What else you got for me, man? T, you been over there smoking all my weed over there, not giving me no conversation.
I'm trying to run out, man. I don't have no time to pay.
I'm just playing, man. There's some backwoods there, bro. I can help you out with that. No problem.
Oh, yeah. And,
I don't even be smoking backwoods like that, to be honest.
Hey, look.
My bad, man.
And we got the joint. Like, we got a show in Iowa. March 6th.
I got papers.
When
got
is March 6th, right?
This is a murder.
That shit March 6th, right,
King? So who else is under you guys, straight to the top, ENT. Is it all three of you guys? Is you, Kelly, and Sonny?
No.
There's a lot of people that we be fucking with. I don't know what's going on with the...
Oh, okay. So any solo projects coming out?
Yeah, man, big 360, a motherfucking IMG.
Kelly T, Kelly T, Kelly T, Kelly T, I told you that.
No, you already told me that,
Kelly T.
I'm like, I just told you that shit.
Kelly T.
That's funny as hell.
I don't know, I haven't thought about putting the tape together. Like,
so Addiction was your last, like, single?
Yeah, the last one I did was Grapo, actually.
Oh, the one in Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
That's what I do. Like I said, I be fucking with him. I be fucking with my nigga Tone, so when we do the shows and all this shit, I really be just getting in tune. But like, just like the last year, I tried to get my shit together to like do more videos and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stay more consistent and shit. Go fucking crazy.
Yeah, consistency is everything.
Like being around these niggas is like, well, you know what I'm saying? Really keep a nigga focused. Because if not, a motherfucker just be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the ones you keep around you definitely influence you who you gonna be, bro. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep creative motherfuckers around you, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
That's how I do it now. I eliminate a lot of motherfuckers. Hungry as hell.
That shit got niggas high as hell.
There's a thousand taco joints around this motherfucker.
Nah, man. Fuck that. I'm not eating shit. I'm good, man. I'm good. Oh, I ain't even eat shit right now. I'm straight. I don't even want to think about no food. But what they can do is check us out in motherfucking Iowa, right? March 6th, right? Yeah, we got a show in Iowa March 6th. That's King's Week too, so we finna turn that bitch up. Yeah, we finna turn that bitch upside down.
Where's that gonna be at?
In Iowa. It's a big ass part of Iowa. I can't even pronounce that shit. That shit big as hell. It's in Iowa. The shit gonna be out is gonna be flyers and all this shit finna go out because it's finna be crazy down there.
Yeah, tag me in the flyers so I can share that shit.
And August 15th. We got another joint we working on, another show. It's in Racine, Wisconsin. We gonna be down there. And a joint and a shit that we got coming this summer, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We have a show.
That's soon to be announced, you know. So, when y'all see me headlining y'all shit, y'all know what the fuck I was talking about, bitch. Yeah. Fuck around
with you. We got a show with Joselito tomorrow.
And we got the joint with Joselito tomorrow in East Chicago. So, y'all get down there too. That shit finna be crazy.
It's finna go nuts.
And we got the video shoot tomorrow.
Video shoot tomorrow too.
It's finna be a good time. We got food, good drinks. What's this? Good cushy coffee. Hey, look, and he remixed my shit. He put Hennessy in the coffee. And he did it the scientific way, like a mad scientist. This nigga a mad scientist, man.
Hey, man, well, before we got on the podcast, you told me a story a little bit how you met, like, Twista in the parking lot.
Yeah, no. I actually met him across the street. He stayed, because my uncle, Ty. Shout out Ty Nitty, man. Bro, he been fucking with us for a long time, too. With the rap shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had that legit balling shit going on back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I used to always see him back then. That nigga had, like, a great navigator. I used to always run across the street. Like, man, I'll battle you. And he like, man, what's up, little homie? Let me hear what you got. Like, on some little I'm fucking with the kid shit. But once I start rapping, the nigga like, this little motherfucker could go. So they ain't been fucking with me since then. So, you know what I'm saying? I always had that type of,
So you say, like, yeah, Twist is like a little inspiration, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody knew that shit, though. Look at when I started off rapping. Like, I started off rapping fast as fuck.
Twist put everybody on in the Midwest, though, all right? Or did he kind of...
What?
Like, Twista. Like, he made, like, the real name for the Midwest, didn't he?
From the West Side, right? Oh, you talking about, man, I'm
just making noise, period.
Hell yeah. Him and Do or Die. But Do or Die was going...
Yeah,
Do or Die had some crazy shit back then. Niggas be downplaying this shit now, but back then, that was the wave. Johnny P, Do or Die, and Twista, everybody was trying to hit that shit, man.
Shit, I think I was probably, like, 12, 13 years
old. Yeah, man, everybody loved that shit.
They used to have the shit over there by the bomb. I don't know if you know, on EC in Chicago.
I wasn't probably around there.
They used to bring those motherfuckers over there. No Limit, all the motherfuckers used to be over there sometimes. The record store.
But yeah, that's how that shit went, though.
And we're going to get in this little track right here by Kelly T called Addiction.
I think I'm addicted.
My boy. And I wrote that shit on some high shit, too.
I just spit, nigga. You missed it, nigga. I just went crazy.
Gang. You on the league, all that shit. I mean, shout out the whole squad in this bitch, man. Gang. Let's get it. I have an addiction, I gang back. Everywhere I go, I clean the block. I think I'm addicted to being a shooter, cause I can't let go of this Glock. I'm definitely an addict, I like smoking dopey, and I just rolled another eye. I like filling the count some money, I think I'm addicted to guac. I think I'm addicted. I guess I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
Addicted to guns, I'm sliding for fun, I'm steady sending shots at odds. I think I'm addicted.
What?
I guess I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
We come from the trenches and hold out our section, we only run from the cops. We only run from the cops. I carry myself like a hot
dude.
Can't put too much trust in niggas around you, cause your own niggas get you shot. I couldn't even fall in love with no bitch, I just love the way that she be giving time. I treat this pistol like I'm treating some pussy, I finger fucking make a bitch, nigga bob on the T, I pull up on your ass. So you see how a rap nigga move. This shit could get hot, boy, I'm feeling like Blackboard, I'm capping this rap nigga shoe. If you're scared
to talk again.
Yeah,
that was tough. Yeah, addiction, bad money.
Kelly T.
I work for a radio station.
We gotta shoot something, man. Fuck with me.
Oh, yeah, we got you, man.
We gotta shoot something here.
I'm trying to get some shit rolling.
Hey, man, I just like to say thank y'all for coming out, man. I appreciate y'all coming out, fucking with me, getting on the podcast. First one of the year.
Thanks for having us, man.
First of the year.
Hey, man, appreciate it. First of the year.
Hey, this is my first podcast, too. You know that, right?
Huh?
This is my first podcast I ever did.
No shit. History is being made on podcast.
This history being made, nigga. This is my first podcast ever did.
On top of him dropping some monster-ass bars on y'all. Here, fire.
Yeah, and I dropped it on here on the first podcast. Like, come on, man.
New year, bringing new heat straight to the top. Entertainment, man.
That's for any one of you niggas that want to jump in the ring, too, that think this shit's sweet. Nigga, I do it all, bitch. We can turn off the beat, turn on that motherfucker. We can get wild, nigga. That's how I'm playing.
Oh, fucking crazy.
Yeah. One more time. My man said if you Google him, you can find him. If you can't, fuck
find us anywhere,
yeah,
man.
Look up my music. If you put my fucking name in and it don't come up, then bitch, it ain't there. Go to the next one. Try tools, bitch. Try, you know what I'm saying? The man, fuck? It don't be no
Cali
fool.
T, 360 pool, we going fucking crazy. Sonny, yeah. Fast Money Sonny.
Yeah. Yeah, he doing a touchdown. He gonna get coming.
Sonny, we're gonna have to get you on here, man. We gotta do another, bring you guys back.
Yeah, you gotta bring the Puerto Rican Gucci, man.
Puerto Rican Gucci, man.
And I'm coming too with you. I gotta be here. We here. I ain't bullshit.
Hey, man, yeah. we gonna leave you. I appreciate you guys coming on. Like I said, man,
appreciate
all love.
You.
Come back anytime.
Thank you, man.
Smoking this tree, drinking this coffee.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
Life,
let's listen to this Cali T on the way out.
I don't smoke.
We only run from the cops.
Fuck 12. Fuck 12. Cause these niggas Tekashi, they same. I have an addiction, I gang bang. What? Everywhere I go, I claim the block. Okay. I think I'm addicted to being a shooter, cause I can't let go of this clock. I'm definitely an addict, I like smoking dopey, and I just rolled another eye. I like the feeling to count some money, I think I'm addicted to guap. I think I'm addicted. I guess I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
Addicted to guns, I'm sliding for fun, I'm steady sending shots at ops. I think I'm addicted.
What?
I guess I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
We come from the trenches and hold on our section, we only run from the cops. I caught me some Dutchies to roll up some dead niggas.
I'm rolling out the ops.
I'm chasing money, I'm counting up dead niggas.
I'm counting up his guap.
You claim your bitch lower, but why I'm in bed with her?
Man, I'm fucking on your thigh.
Now I ain't gon' fuck, I'm really a head getter.
I'm just getting tired.
I'm taking your bitch of your life if you frontin' your move.
You frontin'?
I ain't with that flexin' shit.
I ain't.
Don't start no drama message in my phone, I ain't with that texting shit.
What you talking about?
I ain't gon' reply and answer in the phone, cause I'm really sending shit. This Nina got inches hanging off a dome. Just got her extensions in. My brother, some shooters. All these clips sounding longer than real.